In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You shall remember that you were a slave, and God redeemed you. Therefore, the Lord commands you to do justice. Good works ought to be done simply because they are good. Justice is its own justification. And yet the devil and your flesh excel at justifying what is unjust. They have set forth injustice as an alternative and lured humankind to embrace it as though it were true justice. In this corrupt, overturned world, self-service is set up over against the service of others. Lust masquerades as goodness. Indulgence falsely promises a security supposedly not given by the Lord. And all this comes at the expense of others. In order to protect yourself, provide for yourself, and enjoy yourself, the devil and your flesh tell you that you must deny others. We thought that we became autonomous in justifying what is unjust, but in fact, we became slaves to the same devil, imprisoned by his lies and the resulting death. And yet remember that the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, he commands you to do justice. Although you have forgotten goodness and justice in his mercy, God still calls you to act justly. God calls you to justice as a reminder of his justice and mercy toward us. When you encounter the one in need, he reminds you that you are in need. When the traveler or visitor finds his way to your congregation or neighborhood, remember that you needed hospitality. You are a stranger and alien in this world. You are in dire need of God's hospitality in this world and in the world to come. When you meet a widow, do not let her insistence that she is self-sufficient push you away. It is easy to ignore the widow. She has her own home, you might say. Others will visit her, like the pastor. Social Security provides for her needs. But remember what you truly lacked apart from Christ, and what Christ gives to us through the fellowship of his body, the church. Forgiveness, companionship, the bearing of each other's burdens. These don't just happen. They happen when you act, when you forgive, when you are a companion, when you provide for other needs that are hidden and not so readily apparent. Who is the fatherless among you? There are many. Orphaned already in abortion by fathers forsaking them before they are born. Comparably, we too would have been left for dead, forsaken by our father of lies, were it not for the intercession of our brother, who has restored us to our true father. You too, therefore, intercede for those who have been forsaken on earth. Show hospitality to mothers who think this is the right choice, and offer to them another choice, what is good and just. There are those who are orphaned in the literal sense, and those who are orphaned de facto by absentee fathers. So how is it that you have stepped in to be a father, a mother, a brother, or a sister? Have you sought out the troubled children and young people in your congregation and your neighborhood, befriended them, given the opportunity to show their worth and to share their worth? Remember that you were a slave. Remember that your redemption meant leaving house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands. Remember that your redemption means now that you receive a hundredfold already in this life. What is this hundredfold but the family and the goods of the church? Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands. How will the orphan receive these if you do not share them with him? The command to show mercy and justice reminds you that you forsook justice and need mercy. Justice is restored for you and for the traveler, the fatherless, the widow, the sinner, when the blood of God is poured out for the sin of the world. How is it that the shedding of blood can restore justice? In pouring out his life, which cannot succumb to death, he bequeaths his life to you. Rising from the grave, Jesus destroys the power of death. In the cross, injustice is brought to justice, so that the unjust once again are just. You were a slave to the injustice of Satan and of your flesh. You were redeemed by God through this blood of Christ. In this redemption, in this humility of the cross, Christ takes his place with the humble. He stands as the traveler, as the fatherless, the widow, and the sinner. He calls you to remember the dependence in which you live, so that others may depend on you. No longer fear the devil's lies. Christ's life overflows. Your well-being does not come at the expense of others. Denying others does not ensure more for you. On the contrary, the heritage of Christ's blood overflows, bringing never-ending blessings to you and to your neighbor, to you, the traveler, the fatherless, the widow, to the sinner. True justice and mercy have no lack. They only increase good things, humility, trust, thanksgiving, and love. So when you receive, whether a paycheck or a scholarship check, do not budget down to the last penny, but leave a remnant, a sheaf, a branch, or a vine. Leave a portion of what you have received, no matter how small, whether goods, whether joy, peace, companionship, or health. Make these available to the traveler, to the homeless, the unemployed, the fatherless, the widow. The Lord commands throughout the Torah that no one is to come before him empty-handed. No one is to come before him without an offering. And this is one reason that the Lord insists that you leave a remnant, a sheaf, a branch, or a vine. Welcome those in need, not just with words, but with gifts that you have been given. In this way, all would be welcomed into the house of the Lord with something to offer. This is the theological meaning of hospitality, that you receive all in your Father's house, and you receive all people into your Father's house, regardless of their station. All are beneficiaries of Christ's inheritance. And as beneficiaries of Christ's wealth, the traveler, the fatherless, the widow, and the sinner receive welcome from you as from the Lord. They receive earthly and spiritual gifts, and with these gifts they offer thanks and praise to the one who has given all things. You shall remember that you were a slave, so that you remember that you have been redeemed. God also remembers. He remembers the covenant that he made. Behold the blood of the covenant. He remembers that this covenant has been fulfilled. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have made him my Christ. His offspring shall endure forever. How does the Lord remember? Through the blood poured out, not of a bull or a goat, not on the bronze altar, but the blood of the servant, his Christ, on the cross. This is the New Testament in my blood, he says. Do this for my remembrance. Do it. Eat the body of Christ, drink the blood of Christ, and so remember that you were a slave, but the Lord Christ restores you into a new fellowship of humble or high station, of traveler, fatherless, widow, and sinner, all redeemed by justice for justice. In the name of Jesus, amen.